The Innovation Networking Project is just a concept right now, but Park says the goal is to engage leading thinkers across government.
And try to figure out how we can get them to find each other in a way that's more efficient than just doing the kind of networking kind of person-to-person that you do today. Because as we've talked to innovators across the government and said, like, what would be helpful to you? Like, the number one thing they've said is, help us find each other.
No one in the CTO's office knows exactly what the networking platform will look like. Maybe a website, smartphone, or maybe something completely different. The project is still in its early stages, but Park says he wants to hear from anyone with ideas.
That's really important, you know, as a precept of Lean Startup, right, is not to ignore the customer and believe that you actually know the answer, right? And so, it may actually have a variety of different components drawn from tech, drawn from process, drawn from business practice buckets. But I think it's really, really important to keep an open mind about it and to partner with the innovators and try to figure out, well, what is it that would really unlock the ability to get together? You know, I mean, there are already platforms out there, for example, social networking platforms, technology platforms that could be utilized. So it might actually simply be using those platforms in a smarter way as opposed to building another platform. So we have no preconceived notion about it.
Park hopes that making it easier for big thinkers to connect will drive agencies to try new ideas and come up with more efficient ways to get results and solve problems.
One great example of what that can lead to is we've seen lots of examples of cases where innovators in one agency have one idea, innovators in other agencies actually have the same idea, but they don't know they have the same idea, and they find each other. And while they couldn't make the idea happen by themselves, if they team up, and pool their time and pool their energy and pool their resources, they can then actually make that idea happen.
Park announced the Innovation Networking Project Thursday at the Next Generation of Government Summit in Washington. The concept struck home with former CIA Deputy Intelligence Director Carmen Medina.
Government attracts really smart people, and so they tend to think they're the smart person in the room. And I forget which speaker noted that the smartest people on your issue are outside your organization. So you have to really view networking as an opportunity to become more effective, more productive. And I think one of the things that is a shame, it's really needed in the federal government, is a networking platform, either using the internet or, well, I'm almost certainly using the internet, but creating some kind of privacy within there, because there are so many government functions that cross so many different agencies, and it just seems to be a shame that people aren't sharing information and learning from each other.
Medina spoke at the Next Generation Summit about what she calls rebels in government, change agents who are not satisfied with the status quo. She says managers should recognize them as drivers of efficiency in their agencies.
There are other people like you in the organization. And then there are managers or people in authority who may not have the same ideas, but kind of recognize a good idea when they see one. And then there are people in organizations who know how to make things happen in an organization. And I think people who are change agents or corporate intrapreneurs need to find those people and learn all that they can from them. So that's why one of my pieces of advice is, if you're a manager and you identify someone who's a change agent and a visionary, give him a really practical job to do so that he learns or she learns how the organization works.
Medina says the goal is to get people to see government as an innovation platform, which might actually attract more of them to federal careers. In Washington, Ruben Gomez, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.